Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You survived the week. It's the weekend damn near. We'll get you home safe. You can call us. You can, you know, raise your objections, air your grievances right here at 844-967-2789. But you're going to have to be patient because they're filling up. Lots of people want to talk to my fine guest, Batman Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, I'm going to start at the top. We're going to work our way down the phones.
Sounds good.
Dick from Madison. Say hi to Matt. Dick. One, two, three. Bye. John from Madison. Welcome. Say hi to Matt.
Hey, Matt. Good afternoon.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm okay, man. I just, you know, I've got a question for you. We're all Cold War era guys, right? And I was in right at the end, right? We turned the lights off after the Berlin Wall came down. What happened between then and now with the right, the American right, and the Soviets? And I use the Soviets because they just changed the name on the shingle outside the business. It's the same thing. But what happened with our conservative hawk friends over the last, I don't know, 30 years?
John, it used to be better dead than red, and now it's better red than dim.
You know, there's a real split among Republicans. Like, Gabelman is out with the Utah Patriots who are still, you know, screaming about communism out there. And you hear, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene talk about communists, too. But then you have Trump who cozies up to Putin all the time. And Putin, is still mad at Gorbachev for destroying the Soviet Union.
Yeah, but nobody's pushing communism. That's just a word they use, right, Matt? It's just their red herring word. But their average Trumpster MAGA friend doesn't know precisely what that means. It just sounds scary. I don't want to be a communist. So they use it interchangeably with socialism, liberalism, Bernie Sanders, and a number of other things. Everything's communist. Except they are literally, many of them, Marjorie Taylor Greene being one, they're, you know, maybe not supportive of the communist Russians, but they're supportive of the Russians that used to be the communists.
Right. And Putin was KGB. I mean, you don't get more communist than that.
You don't. John, appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. Another conservative, our pal Dave from Mequon. Dave, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, good evening. Are we still doing grievances today?
If you've got one, lay it on us, Dave.
I don't understand what the Packers are doing to Aaron Rodgers right now. We're just losing wide receivers left and right.
Well, we're losing receivers so we can afford Aaron Rodgers. Here's what they think, Dave. He'll make any good receiver that can run a route into an all-pro. He's the difference maker. It's not Devontae, or at least that's what they're betting on.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope that they actually draft some wide receivers in the first two rounds, hopefully.
They're going to have to, right?
They have to.
You know who I'd like to see them draft?
What did they sign him for?
Yeah. I would like the Packers to look at the hometown team for a change. Look at TJ Watt. Look at every time like these defensive studs come out of the UW program. We've been watching them for years play. And specifically, I mean, Leo Chanel. That guy is the best linebacker I've ever seen on the collegiate level. I mean, he's like Boz with a real backbone.
Yeah, I always say, listen, the Badgers, in particular, you know, obviously offensive linemen, linebackers, even tight ends. They've always been extremely good.
A couple of running backs came through here as well.
Yes. I mean, so we'll see. But I was not happy to see MVS go off to the Chiefs. And I'm like, oh, God, now who are we going to have left?
Whoever we draft this year, man. You never know who the next Antonio Freeman's going to be, Dave. Any political thoughts, man? I can give you like one more minute.
I would say far as, you know what, honestly, I don't have any grievances with...
Well, let me ask you a non-political thought then.
This week.
Who do you got winning your brackets? No one really played with me here at the office. I picked Kentucky to go all the way. I had Gonzaga in the Final Four. I didn't have the Badgers. I had predicted the Badger loss, and I've been right on a number of the upsets, but not really the important ones, like who's going to be the national champion. So if your bracket's been busted, Dave.
No, I still have Michigan going into the Final Four. And the only reason why, I have my nephew who's at Michigan State, so despite
that's
him,
a different university.
I know.
I mean, come on, Dave. You know how that works. And I mean, and Dave, as far as I'm concerned, Juwan Howard is the Putin of the Big Ten. Buddy, appreciate you calling, man. Glad we could talk a little sports here on Sports Talk Live. What do you got for us? I got Matt Rothschild, man. I brought in a fine co-devil for the hour, so apparently we could talk some sports. Let's get back to it. Tom from Madison, what do you got for us?
Hey, I was listening to Gary talking about chromosomes. Pretty impressive. But there's also a thing, if you dig into that a little bit more, and there's something called ambiguous genitalia. So it's not quite this, not quite that. And about 1 in 4,500 babies are born that way. So do the math. How many people who are ambiguous sexually do we have in the country?
Well, Tom, I'm not going to pretend like I understand what that means, not just scientifically, but I mean what it means to feel that way. But here's the one thing I strongly believe. They were born that way. You know, nobody made them. It wasn't a conscious choice. They didn't spin the bottle one day and decide, well, now I'm going to be a boy. Now I'm going to be a girl. Tom, I believe they were born that way, and somewhere in their, call it their soul, their inner being, whatever, that's how they identify themselves. And who am I to tell you who you should be? I barely can figure out who I should be.
Well, I totally agree with you. But, you know, the thing is that when it comes to gender, when it comes to even biological sex, both things can be, you know, more than just black and white, more than just male and female. And I think that Judge Jackson did a phenomenal job responding to that. And she said, my job is to listen to both arguments in that particular case and then make a decision on the basis of the argument, not on some preconceived notion of, you know, what I think a man or a woman or an Asian or a black person is, like Ted Cruz was trying to put.
Well, Ted Cruz is half a man, but please continue, Tom.
Well, that's true. But, but it was, you know, the way they mansplained everything. And if you counted the number of interruptions for each one of them, that would never have flown if that was a white man there.
There's that did no not way. Happen, contrary to popular belief, the Kavanaugh. He was not interrupted in the same fashion, and no Democrat asked him about his drinking habits. He brought up his love of beer of his own volition. Me personally, yeah, Tom, I love rum.
And his religion, did they drill him on his religion too? That was outrageous from Lindsey Graham. You know, what I liked about Tom's comment, and thanks for calling, Tom, was your observation about the way she thought legally. I mean, if you listen to her, she would talk about, you know, I look at the facts, I look at the law, I look at the precedents, I look at the Constitution, and I decide the cases case by case. I mean, that was just a beautiful answer.
Well, I'm not here to scrutinize the sentencing recommendations of every federal jurist from here to infinity. That's what the Republicans are there for. But at the end of the day, you know, it's about temperament. She certainly has it. It's about resume. Well, that's been scrutinized multiple times by these very same senators in many cases. They've met with her. They know this candidate. They know this nominee. They voted for this nominee in many cases. But, Matt, at the end of the day, was it Scalito or Alito? Alito. I believe Jim Santel pointed out, got like unanimous support.
Scalia did.
Scalia. Yeah. My bad. Well, that is a different time. I mean, now this very qualified jurist is, what, going to be 50-50-plus the VP.
I'd like to see some Republicans come around and have the dignity and the grace to vote in favor of this nominee who's obviously so tremendously qualified for it. What a sass from Tennessee. What has he got to lose? And he was nice to her.
How many of those guys are retiring? What about you, Portman? What? Lisa Murkowski, maybe. Susan Collins, maybe.
Susan Collins,
I thought on. Mitt Romney said he was a no. Fortunately, Joe Manchin has said he is a yes. And I've yet to hear from Kristen Sinema, my greatest fear at this moment in history.
God, don't even say it. Don't say it out loud.
She's been kind of quiet. We haven't heard her wrecking anything for a while. And she craves that sort of that sort of chaos that comes from being contrarian.
You think she wants the attention and she's going to vote
no? God, I hope not. I hope not. But, you know, if something bad's going to happen next week, that would be it. 844. Actually, it would probably be the week after. She's not on the Judicial Committee. Not a attorney at law, apparently. 844-967-2789. Neither am I, but I play one on the radio. Let's go back to the phones. Many fine callers. Let's see if Dick woke up. Dick from Madison. You there this time?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Johnny on the spot, second time around. How you doing?
Sorry for that. I'm just kind of downtrodden tonight. It's not a – I mean, this country, where are we going when we have the kind of evidence we have on Trump and nothing? You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on.
The evidence in the public record is infuriating because if it was any one of us so accused with so much credible evidence – we would be in a jail and probably convicted.
That's where I'm going, Crute, that's where I'm going. There's two sets of laws in this country, and we're seeing it right now. Those who have nothing and no way to fight the court system, you're going to get the beat down. And if you've got money, you'll walk. And that's just as simple as that. This is ridiculous. They got this guy by the short hair, and we're going to do nothing? What is wrong with Merrick Garland?
You know, Dick, I think Merrick Garland's going to get off the dime here at some point and drop the indictments that we all have been breathlessly waiting for. So I wouldn't feel so downtrodden yet. I mean, I'm impatient as you are. I'm a really impatient guy. Anyone who knows me knows that as a fact. But I think that Merrick Garland is going to get this done. Maybe he's waiting. I was talking to a really smart lawyer in town the other day who said he's just waiting for the November 2022 elections coming up here. And as soon as those are done, he's going to drop the indictments.
Hell, Donald Trump could be the Speaker of the House, theoretically. I think that's also in the works. I think there is enough sentiment amongst the Republican House caucus that if they win back the House in the midterms, and you look at these Republicans and what's their guiding principle? Troll the libs. What would be a bigger troll than to vote for Donald Trump? And let's not forget, that'd be totally legal. You don't have to be a House member to be the Speaker of the House. But you could see that sort of chaos coming to fruition, could you not? Because Kevin McCarthy is nobody's first choice.
I hadn't heard of that nightmare before, but that's going to keep me up tonight, I think, Crudy.
Well, you're welcome. Come back with us. Now Matt's got grievances. We air them around here. It is Friday. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. One of my big beefs, this freaking weather, man. It was sunny. It was snowing. We get snow squalls. It's blowing again. We got more snow. You know, when?
March in Wisconsin, baby.
When do we get a break? For the love of God, just give me 45 degrees and sunny for like 3 hours in a row. Come back with us. We'll take your grievances. We're not done with this big show yet. And don't forget, coming up a little bit later tonight, right here on Devil Radio, In Pursuit of Sunshine on the Radio, a special edition. I think we're down to like the last 10 weeks. Noah B's going to graduate, so you better start listening. But we're not done yet. You better keep listening. More Devil's Advocates. I'll be back with my fine guest, Matt Rothschild, from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and your calls. They're next.